What I say to you, I say to all, keep awake. Happy New Year. This is, for those of you who may not be accustomed to our traditions in the church, the first Sunday of Advent is the beginning of the new church year. And along with beginning a new church year, we are starting the lectionary B, which is mostly focused on St. Mark's Gospel. Now, ironically, last week I mentioned something about liking Mark because of how direct and straightforward and to the point it is. And then we get today's reading, which is possibly the most esoteric and apocalyptic part of all of his Gospels, where Jesus is telling his apostles and all who will listen about his return, his second coming, as we might call it today. Now, this whole chapter of 13, it's interesting because you see it in this bit here, but you see it from verse 1 all the way to the end, where it seems to flip back and forth with each verse between it's going to happen tomorrow to we don't know when it's going to happen. And I think Jesus does this because he wants us to know the importance of keeping on our toes, to realize that at any time, the Son of God could return to us. And as Jesus tells us, not even he himself knows when the Father has appointed that time, that each and every one of us are to be prepared. Now, I always loved, there was a movie called Mind Walk years ago where you had a poet and a failed politician talking, and they're looking at a graveyard, and it was at Mount St. Michel in France, and of course, in Europe, the graveyards used to be in the middle of the village. You know, death was a real part of life then, and the poet said back then the second coming was considered the ultimate day off. He goes, but for us, the second coming is the ultimate off day. Because I think the part of us, you know, as Christians, we talk about the second coming, but we like to think of it as coming some other time. You know, now this is what the season of Lent is about. You know, it's probably my one bone of contention with our little candlelighting song is it talks about moving towards Christmas, and Advent really has very little to do about Christmas. I mean, yeah, there is that part of our working towards the annual celebration of our Lord's Nativity, but what Advent is meant to do is to remind us and to put us back in that state of mind that we should be all the time of focusing on the return of Christ and preparing our hearts and our minds and our bodies for it. It is a time where we should offer extra prayer to look at maybe new spiritual practices, to take a little bit more time out to renew our relationship with our Father, to get our hearts where they belong. Now, of course, living in the world that we do, it's sometimes hard because when you have Black Friday now starting at something like 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon on Thanksgiving, and somehow carrying on till like Cyber Monday, it's hard to just sort of focus on just the day. But that's what Advent calls us to do, realizing that we are busy preparing for family to come and trying to buy the perfect gifts. But you should also be making plans to take certain times of your day just for prayer and to be with your God. If allows, meditate. Now, I'm going to give you a hint about meditation. If you're not a regular person, not normally a contemplative person, and you decide, I want to take time out to meditate during Advent, I think this is a wonderful thing. But I'm going to warn you all that you hear all these other people talk about how they practice meditation for 20, 30 minutes. Something you kind of have to build up to. Because it's funny, if you ever sit down, I had a priest years ago, who one day, you know, we got done with the gospel procession, everybody stood there, and he didn't talk. And everybody started getting nervous and started, you know, bouncing their foot. And, you know, and then he said, well, that was 30 seconds. And it's part of it is when we start praying and meditation is, you know, to start with little tiny bits. You know, we have a patient God who will wait for you to build up that relationship. To take a little bit of time out for prayer and for reading, to look at the scriptures. To be like those servants left behind, ready for when the master returns. Like I said, this is a new year and it's a new start. It's our opportunity as both individuals and as a congregation to look at the year ahead and to make plans on what we would like to do as a parish, but at the same time, always with the thought in mind that that glorious return can come at any moment. You know, we are living, as Paul talks about, that here and not yet people. And sometimes it seems like it could be a little frantic, but it really isn't. One becomes a little easier because of the other. So my sisters and brothers, if nothing else during this Advent, I encourage you just to at least plan 5-10 minutes of your day just to do nothing but to be with God. That may be just sitting silently. Maybe that's listening to a favorite piece of music. Maybe it's looking at a piece of scripture. But to set that 5 minutes aside, to plan it into your day, realize that this is about God, not about our schedule. And I encourage you to, as Jesus tells us, to keep awake, to be prepared, but also to spread the joy to other people. I want to wish you all a most blessed, a prayerful, and restful Advent. I hope that this time will be a time that is holy to you, full of spirit and full of joy. And I also hope that the generosity that I already have seen in you time and time again, not only with your gifts and your treasures, but of your time and your heart, will even increase during this time. So, beloved, keep awake and have a happy new year.